listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and Whit Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. There is the chance of some early showers to get things started before things clear up for a mostly sunny day. We're heading for tops of 31 in Mackay while Airlie Beach should reach 30. Here's what we're covering this Thursday, March 22. Health Minister responds to button battery case, local businesses doing it tough, and an urgent call for more blood donors. The Health Minister says it's inappropriate to say there's been failings at Mackay Hospital after parents claimed staff failed to notice a one-year-old girl had swallowed a button battery and had to push for an X-ray. The local health service has previously said workers were told a polystyrene ball had been ingested, which wouldn't have shown on an X-ray. Yvette Darth says a review into the case is underway.
To see if there were processes followed, if there were any failings in those processes and what can be learnt from that to improve that going forward.
Things are still really tough for businesses across Queensland and most don't expect it'll get better anytime soon. They're dealing with a triple whammy of rising interest rates, soaring insurance costs and not enough staff. Emma Clark from Business Chamber Queensland says a lack of skilled workers is an ongoing issue right across the board.
Well, we are hearing workforce impacts in both attracting and retaining suitably qualified staff are affecting businesses of all sizes in all industries and really in every corner of the state.
The unemployment rate in Mackay, the Whitsundays and ISAC is just 1.9%. That's compared to the current national average of 3.5%. Meantime, the Mackay Conservation Group is pushing for the state government to stay the course with its coal royalty scheme. The Queensland Resources Council has been running a high-profile campaign on TV, radio and through local letterbox drops calling for the revised tax scheme to be scrapped, the claim being that it threatens the future of the industry. Our local conservationists say reducing royalties undermines efforts to tackle climate change, saying money needs to be invested into renewable energy and sustainable industries. And there's an urgent call for blood donors across Mackay. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood needs 40 local blood and plasma donations as we approach the Easter long weekend. Lifeblood's Belinda Smitschik says everyone's welcome to donate.
All blood types are needed, and particularly we need O negative because it is that universal blood type. We're also looking for A, B and O positive donors right now.
Let's take a look at some sport now. This weekend's Q Cup match will have some added heat with some previous Cutters players wearing black and green for the Townsville Blackhawks. Later, Mossa Drecki will face his former side for the first time this weekend, alongside Mitch Dunn, who also played for the Cutters in 2021. The Northern team are already seen as rivals, and our Cutters playing some former teammates will add some extra spice to the weekend's match. And Mackay local Eddie Westcott is playing for Queensland in the men's under-21s Australian National Hockey Championships. Our state lost against Western Australia yesterday 3-0, but are hoping to win in round two today when they take on South Australia. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. I'll be back later with more local news.